step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
Roller skates, rollerblades, bicycles, the whole nine. Unicycles. Yeah, Jinx, you owe me a beer. Oh, yeah, Guantanamera.
I was about to say, do we have to do that again?
We already did. And I've already drank enough for the day. I'm good. I might have one more maybe a little bit later just because Goncalves is here.
That's
I haven't
fair.
Seen him in so long, so I was happy about that.
Okay.
What do you call it? But, you know, I also want to make sure that everybody knows that we are still waiting for the results for Best of Long Island. We're hoping that we have 2021 also.
Wondering, hoping, and waiting.
We'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
But we are also going to be in, the Webbies, the AVA Digital Awards, and the Communicator Awards. So hopefully we will see what happens with those. And kind of excited, you know what I mean, because we're being judged. And, hopefully GHR is going to come home with some cool prizes. You know
hopefully.
What I mean?
You know, at first, when you said AVAs, I'm like, why are we in the Adult Video Awards?
Oh, yeah, no,
and
no.
And then
no,
I'm like,
no,
oh,
no,
wait, no,
no,
no. That's
No. What do you call it? The Adult Video Awards is Chris's.
Yeah, that's Chris's domain.
Dick Chibbles. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he owns that with a long. he rules that with an iron dong.
What?
You've seen it.
Listen, I love Chris, man, because what do you call it? He has he just finished writing his autobiography.
Oh, good for him.
And, you know, so now he's going through, he's doing all the stuff and things, and I don't think you've ever met my buddy Chris.
That was when we first went. We went to see Chris.
Yeah, you guys
we didn't
got
go
to
last
meet.
Year. Yeah.
So my friend Chris is now Dick Chibbles. He's an adult film star. He's been, you know, in it for the longest time. And so he did, you know, but he was my old tag team partner in mm-hmm. wrestling. So what do you call it? You know, we have stories, yes. And some of those stories may or may not be in his new book. All I have to say is that he called me. He goes, "Listen, Brim, I want to tell you that you know, I really want to put a picture of us in this really cool picture I have of us, and you know, there are some stories and so forth. I wanted to know, you know, if it's okay if I put it in there."
Okay.
And I'm like, "Brother, you know, you're of course you can. You know what I mean? Like, and he's protecting me. You know what I mean? So this way, anything stupid's not in there. But
that's good.
You know, again, I didn't do all that many stupid things per se."
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
But we did have some crazy times back in the day, and you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And speaking about wrestling, I actually bumped into this past week. I bumped into an old friend of mine from the old school, from the Doghouse, Long Island Wrestling Federation, which was where I came up. You know, and what do you call it? He went by the name of Major Intensity. And funny thing is, amazing worker, really, really great guy. You know, all around. He just stopped wrestling. He just decided he was done, you know. And what's really funny about it is I haven't seen him in so many years. He lives in the same town.
Huh.
Unbelievable. And so I bumped into
small
him
world.
Literally when I was running to Carvel in my like pajamas, like all dirty because I hadn't showered in like a day and a half. Always when I see people. And what do you call it? It was pretty crazy. You know, we bumped into each other and it was so nice to see him and his wife again. And that was a wonderful thing. Nice. Just it's like Happiness Week. I see Mike.
Yeah.
You know, like what do you call it? I see Steve. I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Interaction is really cool.
Social interaction is fun.
It's fine.
I like social interaction. It's fine.
It's all right.
Well, yeah. Well, you're not necessarily a fun, you know, a person for social interaction.
Well, I mean, it's on social media, yeah.
Okay. You've been doing social. You did some social.
Yes.
You didn't. You haven't in about a week, but yeah, you did a couple of social posts.
I've been doing some social posts here and there, but I'm trying to get into it. It's just I've been so busy. I've been running around like crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, doing a lot of work.
It is what it is.
No, I mean, it is what it is, yeah.
You know? And everything's moving now forward for the wedding, too.
Yeah, things are starting to move more forward. We reorganized the reception. We are now reworking the church. A lot of things are moving, you know? It's going to be smaller because, obviously, everything going on.
Right.
And also, there can be only so much that the law right now permits.
So you're not doing the reception now, though.
We're still doing a reception, but it's going to be significantly smaller.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be to a certain time, obviously.
Gotcha.
And there's going to be a church service, but it's going to be also, as well, restricted certain time.
Now, I want to know, how are you going to do a church service? What about your Jewish side of the family, sir?
they don't burn upon entry into a church, so they should be fine.
Oh, so you're not doing like you're not doing a Jewish
bagels?
I mean, we do have a unity candle, if that counts.
No, I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Okay, probably not.
Well, since I or nor Mike are going to be doing
listen,
the officiating.
I vouched, and it was ultimately decided against, but I vouched and I fought hard. I did.
Yeah. Well, what do you call it? Well, since we're not doing it, but yeah. are you having like a justice of the peace, or are you having like a priest?
We're having a deacon. We're having a deacon officiate the wedding.
A deacon.
Yeah, basically,
what
like
is a deacon?
Priest of a chapel.
Oh, it's a bird.
Okay.
those aren't real, so let's not get into that.
Oh, you guys are starting that? we'll come back to this. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
And we are back, too, with it, Brimskin. Hello. So, yeah, so that's basically what's going on with the wedding. That's nothing really too crazy. It's just going to be a smaller amount of party, a smaller party, smaller grouping. Still going to have a bachelor party that we're going to invite a boatload of dudes to, obviously, you guys included. And then we're just going to have a banger and then a nice little doohickey, you know? Nice little doohickey wedding.
Interesting.
Which, you know, I've already gotten too used to the whole similar of yes, dear. So, you know.
Oh, it's like that.
No, it's not like that.
All right.
She literally goes, all right, I need your opinion, A, B, or C, and I just go, C, and she's like, perfect, and I'm like, yeah, and then it's right back to the video games, so it works out.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
What?
What have you been playing?
Oof, a lot. I've been playing, like I said, I was kind of touching and going with Animal Crossing after a while, but I have been playing Phasmophobia, which is sweet-ass game. I definitely recommend it. I've been playing this army sim game called Squad, which is great. And this other game, Satisfactory, which is like a big factory building game where like you build like mines and conveyor belts and like
big
ovens and stuff. And you make like a rocket that goes to space. It's really cool. That's pretty much it. Oh, and Cyberpunk. I've been playing Cyberpunk.
Oof.
Yeah. It's okay, actually. It's not that bad. The PC version isn't as broken as some people claim it to be. So I'm kind of lucking out on that.
That's
cool. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So what I want to know about this freaking thing that you guys are talking about, this birds aren't real, because all I'm hearing is like, birds aren't real. Yeah, take a shot. Okay, birds aren't real. I'm like, what the hell? What is birds aren't real? Explain.
Do you want to go for it?
I should be more on top of it, but
okay.
Pretty much it's an organization of, you know, people who believe that birds aren't real. It started with the genocide of birds back in the Reagan administration, I think it was.
Okay.
And so birds used to be real, but the government took them all out and they started putting in surveillance cameras, and they pretty much, you know, they work for the bourgeoisie. Mm-hmm. And it's this whole, you know, it's this whole big thing.
So,
and it's real.
Like, people are, and are these people like actually, do they actually believe it, or are they just making a joke? Oh,
let's just say that flat earthers started off as a joke, and now it's not.
Seriously?
It started as a joke, but I mean, have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
You've seen plenty of baby pigeons.
I can walk outside and look at the top of the building and
those
I
are
see
babies?
Baby. Yes.
But here's a little tickler for your brain. When the lockdown happened in New York, did you see any birds outside?
No.
I never
charging the batteries.
Exactly.
Jesus
they were Christ. They were swapping out batteries and memory cards.
You guys are out of your goddamn minds.
Cleaning lenses and all that jazz.
It happens every 20 years.
Yeah.
Every 20 years. Okay. Yeah. So every 20 years is when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right. That's how long the
batteries
last.
You guys are out of your goddamn giblets. I swear to God. If you actually believe it, then you're out of your goddamn mind. Just as crazy as flat earthers. Actually, probably worse. Because if you pay attention, you'll see there's dead birds everywhere. And when you run them over, they don't go... Bzz, 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 bzz. No, they go... Bzz. It's disgusting. By the way, I saw a squirrel get hit by a car the other day. It was the most awful thing. I was so upset.
Oh, I've seen
it's life, right?
No, it's, I
it's,
hate that.
That's
it's
wild.
It's I hate it.
That's life.
Yeah. No, it but sucks. Still, like, you know, does that make you happy?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's sad.
Life is life. You're born, you live, you die. That's it. That's it. That's it.
To comment on that, I was actually, because this is what my days have turned into, I was watching about 30 minutes this morning on Rams.
Rams
like ramming into each other.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Like the animal.
Like the animal rams.
With the horns.
Oh, yeah. They're horny.
And
Yeah.
Go
ahead. Didn't get up to that part, but I just want to know what their motive is. Is it to get mates or
it's
what,
dominance?
What, that's asserting dominance?
Yeah, it's asserting dominance.
Dude, Nietzsche's gangster.
It's like dogs that try and hump you all the time. They're just trying to assert dominance on you. That's really what it is.
I keep watching. It's your fault. You're the one who put me onto the, what is it, Nature is Metal or something like that on Insta.
With the crocodile eating like the turtles.
Just like all the stupid stuff. Yeah, like crazy. And I'm looking at it, I go, why am I watching this? Like, why am I watching this awful stuff?
It's okay. Beautiful. It's okay. I watch the Pimple Popper videos with like a twinge in my face, and I always go, why am I still watching this? And I still watch it to the end.
I don't don't know. She didn't return my call the last time I called her.
Yeah, she's been busy.
It's been like 3 years since she's been on.
Roughly, we had her when we had the second studio.
Yeah. Oh my lord, craziness. Oh yeah. Well,
it's that weird. Like, it's weird to us because it's very, you know, inhumane in a sense. It's the same thing. Like, if you go down the chimp rabbit hole,
okay,
you'll never come out of it because chimps, they'll hold
a chimp rabbit hole.
No, like, oh, you never gone down like the whole monkey.
No,
oh, dude,
I didn't go deep enough.
Chimps
really
are crazy.
Okay,
like,
well, they'll tear your face off.
They'll tear your face off. They'll tear each other's face off. They'll pin one down if like the head honcho's like, I don't like him anymore.
Oh,
and they'll just rip him open and whatnot.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of video content about that.
Wow. Muck
and
them up.
That's kind of like when you can kind of step away from like everything that's kind of going on in the world and you kind of observe it the same way as if it's a nature doc.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, life is just nothing else, man.
life is just, God, I can't wait for the inevitable heat.
You just
death.
Take a step out of that window and then go.
It's like, I mean, you know, it's funny. Like, I thought that I was watching like this whole chimpanzee thing the other day, but it turned out it was just the invasion of the Capitol. I mean, but you know, it was about the same mentality.
Yeah, I guess so.
I already talked about all that last week. But
all right, good. Yeah, I've had it out of my system now for a little while. I'm just tired.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the thing. I don't know if you have been keeping up on all that stuff too. Yeah. No. Maybe so.
No.
No,
it's just not interesting to me.
I've been keeping up on. I've never been paying so much attention to politics in my life with this whole everything. Yeah, it's been nuts.
Well, everybody's just kind of like, you know, picking sides, and they got their reasons and stuff. But then, like, and I fell into that whole social media and everything rabbit hole for a while too. But just. I think everybody, no matter where your stance on in this or that is, whatever, give yourself like 1 week. Just turn it off. Go to the grocery store. Do what you got to do. Like,
just don't turn it on.
Just live life a little bit again, and then you'll realize, like, when you step away from that bubble, life's all right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot better than it seems.
And then you never want to go back to that.
No. I did that for a couple of days, and then I decided I needed to go back. But
couple
you know,
days. He said a week.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it for a week because I'm on social media.
Well,
here's the thing, is that you guys are not like social media people. You don't live on social media. I live and die by social media. Yeah. So no matter which way I turn, I'm still hitting it, and I can't be off social media. Social media for a week because that would be awful for me. So I you know, I'm stuck seeing stuff.
Okay,
I just think it's designed too much for you to be divided, where if you get off of it a little bit, you realize it's not, it's almost like the playoffs of like name your sport, and you have to be on a team.
Yeah.
But like, whatever happened to that common ground? Like, instead of focusing on all the things that were different, find those similarities, and then like, I think you can actually have a conversation. You don't need to agree, but I think you can, you know, on certain
things. You can try.
There's a lot of people that still want that type of conversation, which is, you know, missed nowadays. And I wish we still kind of had that, or at least I wish it was more widespread than now it hasn't been.
I think once people can start being allowed to mingle and have a drink, whatever, again, and...
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I don't know.
I think I see nothing but bright things in the future, but maybe I'm the only one.
Well, the craziness and the conspiracy and all that stuff has actually gone down like 75% since a certain someone was taken off Twitter. Believe it or not, those are the stats. So it has actually gotten a lot better. There's less conspiracy and all that other stuff. So that is a positive.
I don't know, man. Birds still aren't real. So.
Yeah, how do they quantify that?
I guess they do like... I guess, but hashtags, things
searches,
that are going on, searches, you know, I listen, Twitter can quantify everything. You know what I mean? As can Facebook. I mean, that's what they do. They're, you know, they're information companies. That's what they do. They take our information. So, you know, it is what it is, but we'll see. We'll
Look
see
how casual you just take our information.
Yeah. But well, listen, once you get past it, you know, you realize, all right, whatever. I'm past it. I get it. It is what it is. You know what I mean? If I want to use those platforms, that's what I'm stuck dealing with. So, you know, I'm fine with it to a certain extent.
Real life is more fun.
Real
life is way more fun.
It is, but you know, again, you got to play.
I don't know,
game.
Man. Video games though.
Yeah.
You got to play the game. That's why people play video games. They want to get rid of real life for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a decent distraction, but it can easily become an addiction. You just have to be careful.
Yeah.
And I'm someone who fell for that for a long time. So,
see, my addictions, I like the stuff that has to do with S and ends with X. You know what I'm saying? Short things.
Saxophone?
You know no. That doesn't end with an X.
Saxifax?
No. Sassafax. What's a Sassafax?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll figure it out in next segment.
Maybe.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
But halfway from the never-ending story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc., you're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek. Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman! Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman, making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Will G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626
to save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof! I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Hello.
So, what do you call it? There was something that kind of really pissed me off this past week. What do you call it? There was here on Long Island. Where's Long Island?
It's somewhere. The seaboard of the United States.
Off the Ivory Coast.
Oh, off the beautiful Ivory Coast. Off near the Isle of Man. No. Eastern seaboard of the United States, in the continent of North America, in the Western Hemisphere, the blue marble we call Earth, and the wonderful solar system, in the galaxy we call the Milky Way, and the beautiful, ever-expanding, and ever-shrinking thing we call the universe.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay. So here on Long Island, yes. There was a mother pushing her two kids in a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
This was all the way out east in close to the Hamptons. And it was Amagansett. And
okay.
They were hit by a driver who hit them and then sped away, hit and run. And the guy apparently was caught. He was arrested. The mother died, and I don't know about the kids. So I'm yet to hear about the kids, but the mother died. The children, yes, 1 and 4, they were airlifted to Stony Brook, which is not far from
mm-hmm.
you. And they said the injuries on the kids are not life threatening. Yeah. Unbelievable.
A horrible position.
Yeah. So, mother who's 36, killed, you know, for no apparent reason other than somebody, you know, was not paying attention.
Irresponsible.
That's it. You know, like, how do you live with yourself? You know, it's taking off. You hit somebody, especially a mother pushing kids, and then you take off like a loser, man. Who the hell does that shit? You know?
A loser.
Well, that's basically what it is.
Well, yeah.
I don't get it. Anybody else get it?
No.
I wonder what goes in your mind, though, when that happens.
Well, maybe...
Like, I wish you could almost, like, kind of see what happens in that situation.
Maybe
not
he
to
was
justify
scared.
It. Yeah, not to justify it, but that, to me, fascinates me that you just... What's that, like, adrenaline or something that you're just like, I'm going to go?
Yeah, well...
It's definitely a response to the flight or fight type of mentality, I think.
And how much of that are you aware that that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
Listen,
least until like maybe like a minute or so after that it's already happened and you're already kind of committed because your foot's on the pedal and you don't feel like you know what to do.
Well, but still, there's no excuse for that.
Well, I'm not trying to justify the fact that someone
like,
hit somebody.
It's kinda,
no, I know.
I'm talking about the psychological factor.
No, absolutely. But like even that, like you just hit a person and they're laying on the ground instead of helping them. You just I gotta get out of here.
I bring that up because I guess... Spoiler for anybody who didn't watch Hereditary.
Okay.
So spoiler warning if you plan on watching that.
What
but
Hereditary?
It was good.
So Hereditary, it's a horror movie, but there's a scene within like the first 30 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, it's like a teenage kid and he's got to bring his little sister to a party and she has like a brownie and she's allergic to nuts and the kid, you know, he smoked weed and everything. So she's... Her throat is essentially closing up because of her allergy, and he's speeding to try to get her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes out the window to try to get some air, and she hits a light post.
Okay.
And it's a whole like just 5-10 minute scene of just him, like just a close up of his face, like he knows that something just happened, and just how he rolls the car back home, and like it shows him like laying like. That whole, like, just, like, 5-minute scene, I was just like, holy.
Experience. Like, I pulled over, called the cops, and then I was like, all right, now I gotta go check on everybody. Like, holy shit. You know?
What's crazy, too, is how many people pulled over, and how many people do you think would have stopped and called?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
This is true.
Not many people. That's the thing. And because everyone was also just simply, like, I was maybe one of two people that pulled over just to make sure everyone was okay and help, because it was another car that they also hit while they were, while they were rolling.
Yeah.
And we were all checking on everybody and everything, and it was just me and two other cars, so like maybe three people total checking on these 4 or 5 people, and everyone else was just simply like, "Fuck you, I got to get to work," like that type of thing.
We are just some nasty little organisms.
People are disgusting.
Yeah.
People are disgusting. Listen, I mean, if you see that it's being taken care of and everybody's somewhat, you know, okay, then I can see continuing to drive.
Yeah.
But if you see something bad and it just happened. Wouldn't you want to stop? And I mean, unless there's an emergency you're running to or something, you know what I mean? But like, I got to believe at least at the very minimal thing you can do is make a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a 911. Hey, this is where I am. I just passed this. This just must have happened. You need to send the ambulance out there because that could be a matter of life and death. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I don't know. That's what I feel, you know, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that you can always do, better. Be better. You know what I mean? Be better.
Yeah. Yeah, be better. Be the person Mr. Rogers would expect you to be.
Speaking of that, his wife just passed away.
I
yeah.
know, wow. I know.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awful? You know?
It was awesome? No, it was
no,
not
no, no,
awesome.
No, I meant to
it
say
was awful.
Awful. I meant to say awful.
Yeah, it was awful.
What do you call it? She was, what, how old was she?
89 or 90.
She was up there. Meanwhile, Betty White's birthday was just...
92.
Just past week.
Yeah.
99.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you believe Betty White is 99?
I have insane. A very strong feeling she's going to outlive me.
Honestly, I hope she does for my sake.
Wow.
Not outlive for you. Mike. I hope she outlives me. That's what I mean.
Is she that much more important to you than I am?
No.
Wow.
We're both pretty important. But...
Wow.
I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to shut up now. The words came out wrong, you bastard.
Yeah. No. It's what you call it. But yeah.
If you just owned it, I would have been like, all right. Yeah, fair enough.
Nah,
anyways,
nah. I didn't know how to fill the bit. I'm sorry.
Listen, Betty White was a hottie in her time, man.
Still is.
Would you get with Betty White now?
Betty White?
Yeah. You would, wouldn't
Betty
you?
White?
I wouldn't even hesitate.
Just so you could say, like, I got with Betty White.
Well, yeah, she's hot.
She looks good for an older woman. You know what I mean?
For a grandma?
You might break her, but at the end of the day, I think
that's my what she would want.
I mean, yeah. Well, from what she wants. I've heard her talk. She talks pretty dirty, from what I hear. Yeah. I mean, and I listen. All due respect with Betty White. I love Betty White to death. So you know, but like, yeah, man, she's.
I mean, just look at her in her 20s. Like,
she's a hot mommy.
She is a stunner.
Yeah, man. What do you call it? Is that a picture of her in her bra? What?
There's plenty of those. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, oh, my Lord.
She took lingerie photos.
Betty.
But she's like 20 there, bro. She's practically a kid. You got to see her in her 80s.
Yeah, it's true. That's when the real juices flow.
That's when it's fun.
That's when the juices really flow.
That's when it's looking mighty fine. How you doing, lady?
That's when it's more taboo.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know, man. I can't imagine getting it on with a 99-year-old woman. I'm sorry. I know you might have different expectations in your sexual prowess over there, Goncalves. But me personally, I don't know how I feel about a 99-year-old.
How did that one scene from that
experience.
One movie go? Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I must break you.
Yeah. Well, what do you call it?
Is that Rocky IV?
Yeah.
Betty White might be, you know, your hall pass. You know what I'm saying? You might get a hall pass for that one.
I think you got a better hall pass than any of us.
What an awesome story that would be.
Right?
This is true.
Right?
Just at the bonfire?
But I have a feeling. First of all, nobody would believe you. You'd need to take pictures. But I have a feeling that she'd have some kind of a formal thing that you have to write out saying that you will not say that you were anywhere.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a DNR or something.
No. Do not
oh
resist.
My God. God, that's awful. That's awful. Goncalves, you're mean, man. That's bad.
I'm mean?
Yeah, do not resuscitate. You're going to hit her that bad? Jesus.
Not in that hard at all.
Anyway, listen, everybody. That's about all the time we have for Within Brew Skin this week. Thanks so much for Goncalves joining us. Mike, great to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Always an honor and a privilege, brother. And what do you call it? As always, make sure you hit us up on all the social media. And we'll be hanging again with you next week for the number 100 episode.